بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين.
Verse number 73. I made them into leaders whom the people followed in goodness. With his permission, they would call to the worship of Allah alone. I also revealed to them that they should do good deeds, perform prayer with perfection, and give zakah. They were obedient to me.
وَلُوطًا آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثَ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَاسِقِينَ.
Verse number 74. And to Lut I granted the ability to judge fairly between disputing parties, together with sound knowledge of his religion. I also saved him from the punishment I sent upon the people of his village, Sadum, who were involved in immorality. Indeed, they were corrupt people who deviated from the worship of their Lord.
وأدخلناه في رحمتنا إنه من الصالحين.
Verse number 75. And I entered him into my mercy when I saved him from the punishment that befell his people. Indeed, he was one of those who obeyed my commands and stayed away from my prohibitions.
ونوحا إذ نادى من قبل فاستجبنا له فنجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم.
Verse number 76. O Messenger, mention the story of Nuh when he called to Allah before Ibrahim and Lut, and so he accepted his call by granting him what he asked for. Allah saved him and his believing family members from the great sorrow.
وَنَصَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Verse number 77. I saved him from the evil plot of those of his people who rejected the signs that I supported him with, those signs that pointed to his truthfulness. Indeed, they were evil, corrupt people, and so I destroyed them all by drowning them.
وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين.
Verse number 78. O Messenger, and mention the story of Dawood and his son Sulaiman, peace be upon them, when they were passing judgment in the case brought to them regarding the two disputers. One of them had a herd that went into the fields of the other at night. I was witness to the judgment of Dawood and Sulaiman. No part of their judgment evaded my knowledge.
فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالَ يُسَبِّحْنَ وَالطَّيْرَ وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ.
Verse number 79. I gave full understanding of the case to Sulaiman instead of his father Dawood. Yet, I blessed each one with messengership and knowledge of religious law. not exclusively Sulaiman only. I subjugated the mountains for Dawood, which would glorify me with his glorifying me. I also subjugated the birds for him. I was the one who gave the understanding, the fair judgment, knowledge, and it was I who subjugated the mountains and birds.
وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ صَنْعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ لِتُحْصِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ
Verse number 80. I exclusively taught Dawood, and not Sulaiman, the skill of crafting armor, so that you could protect yourselves from anyone who tried to attack you with weapons. O people, will you then show gratitude for this blessing that I bestowed upon you?
وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ عَاصِفَةً تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا وَكُنَّا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَالِمِينَ
Verse number 81. And I subjugated the strong blowing wind for Sulaiman. At his command, whenever he would command it would blow to the land of Syria, which I had blessed by sending prophets to, and the goodness I spread within it. I am the one who did everything. Nothing evades my knowledge. Beneficial points. 1. Doing good deeds, prayer and zakah, are from those things the heavenly religions agreed upon. 2. Saving the people of the truth and destroying the people of falsehood is a divine code. 3. Indulgence in immorality is the means to being afflicted in an annihilating punishment. 4. Uprightness is a means of entering into the mercy of Allah. 5. Divine help is in favor of the people of the truth over the people of falsehood. 6. Prayer is a means of salvation from troubles.
وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَن يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ
Verse number 82. I subjugated those shayateen who would dive into the oceans for him and find pearls, etc., among doing other things like construction. I supervised their numbers and work well. Nothing escaped my observation.
وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ
Verse number 83. O Messenger, mention the story of Ayyub, when he prayed to his Lord at the time of affliction, saying, O my Lord, I have been afflicted with an illness and loss of family, yet you are the most merciful from all those who show mercy. So remove the afflictions that have befallen me.
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ
Verse number 84. And so, I accepted his prayer and removed the harm that had befallen him. I granted him not just the family he had lost, but also more along with them. I did all that out of my mercy, and so that it serves as a reminder for each subservient worshipper of Allah, in order that he may bear patience, just as Ayyub bore patience.
وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين
Verse number 85. O Messenger, also mention Ismail, Idris, and Zalkifl, peace be upon them. Each one of them were from the patient ones at times of suffering, and on whatever responsibility Allah placed on them.
وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين.
Verse number 86. I enveloped them into my mercy. I made them prophets and granted them entry into paradise. Indeed, they were from those pious servants of mine who acted within my obedience and whose private and public lives were ones of piety.
وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ
Verse number 87. O Messenger, also mention the story of the companion of the whale, Yunus, peace be upon him. When he went away without the permission of his Lord, angry with his people from their insistence on sin, he thought I would not constrain him by punishing him for his hurrying away, and so he was afflicted with a severe form of constraint and imprisonment when the whale swallowed him. He then called out in the darkness of the belly of the whale, the ocean and the night, acknowledging his error and repenting to Allah for it, saying, There is no true deity except you. You are glorified of all faults and sanctified. Indeed, I was one of the wrongdoers.
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
Verse number 88. So I accepted his call and saved him from that severe distress by taking him out from all the darkness including from the belly of the whale. Just like I saved Yunus from this distress of his, I also save the believers when they fall into distress and call out to me for help.
وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين
Verse number 89. O Messenger, also mention the story of Zakaria, peace be upon him, when he prayed to his Lord saying, O my Lord, do not leave me alone without any children, you are the best of the living, so grant me a child that lives after me.
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين
Verse number 90 I accepted his prayer for him and granted him a child in Yahya. In the process, I also cured his wife. Who had been barren up until that point. Indeed, Zakaria, his wife and son, were quick in doing good deeds, and would call out to me eager in my reward, and fearful of my punishment. They would frequently supplicate to me. Beneficial points. 1. Patience is a quality of the prophets, peace be upon them. 2. Piety is a means of mercy. 3. Acknowledging one's sin is one of the etiquettes of supplication. 4. Turning to Allah is a way of relieving one's troubles. 5. There is virtue in seeking children who live after you die. 6. Continue to be mindful of Allah in prosperity. Allah will acknowledge you at times of difficulty.